Half an hour later, he came over to where Johnny lolled in the shade.
Nothing wrong with that motor. If it got hot, it was just being overdriven. You want to watch it, though. You keep running one that hard, and it will go up in smoke.
Johnny thanked him. Kerr hunkered down in the building's shade. They talked, mostly Kerr chattering. Kerr got on the subject of being pushed by schedules, and Johnny eased in casually with his question.
What happens on day 91 of the new year?
Where'd you get that?
Saw it posted at the mine site.
Kerr scratched his greasy neck fur.
You must have read wrong. It would be day 92. That's a semi-annual firing date. One's happening in just 7 days, you know. What a lot of bother.
Something different about it?
You must have seen a couple when you were in the cage down there. You know, semi-annual firing.
Johnny may have seen it, but at that time, he didn't know what he was looking at. He put on a stupid look.
It's a slow firing. No ore. Personnel incoming and outgoing, including the dead ones.
Dead ones?
Yeah, we're shipping dead cyclos home. They want them accounted for because of pay, and they don't want them looked into by aliens, I guess. Nutty company rules. Lot of trouble. They put them in coffins and hold them down in the morgue, and then... Crap, Johnny. You've seen the morgue. Why am I telling you?
Better than working.
Kerr barked a laugh.
Yep, that's true. Anyway, a slow firing means a 3-minute buildup, and then zip. On a semi-annual day, the home planet sends in the personnel, and then they hold a tension between here and the home planet. And a couple of hours later, we fire off returning personnel and dead bodies. You know,
he continued,
you don't want to fool around on ordinary transshipments. I see you around on that horse sometimes. Ordinary firing is all right for dispatches on ore, but a live body would get ripped up in the transition. You'd come apart. On a slow firing, the bodies come through great, live or dead. If you're trying to get the cyclo, Johnny, don't do it with the ore.
He laughed and thought it very funny. A human breathing air and built for light gravity wouldn't live 2 minutes on cyclo. Johnny laughed with him. He had no intention of ever going to cyclo.
They really bury those dead bodies on cyclo?
Sure enough. Names, markers, and everything. It's in the employee contract. Of course, the cemetery is way out of town in an old slag heap, and nobody ever goes there. But it's in the contract. Silly, ain't it?
Johnny agreed it was. Kerr left in very good spirits.
Remember to tell me who you want killed.
And he went into howls of laughter and drove off in his old truck. Johnny looked up to the window above him, where Robert the Fox had been running a recorder out of sight.
Turn it off!
Off!
Said Robert the Fox, leaning out and looking down at Johnny.
I think I know how Turl is going to ship the gold to Cyclo. In coffins.
Robert the Fox nodded.
Aye, it all fits. He'll load them here, and then most likely when he goes home, he will just dig them up some dark Cyclo night with nobody the wiser. What a ghoul.